Welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Yugal Kishore Prabhuji on the call with us. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Lord Damodar Leela. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes. Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Milatamyena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamita Namaha Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Satya Pradishata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sudhi Gaurava Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Mukam Karuti Vachalam, Pangam Blambai Degirim Yitkripatam Mande Shri Guru Nanakara Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Very honored and grateful to be with you in this call. I neither have any realization, and nor do I have any qualification to speak, except for the order given by devotees asking me to speak. That's it. So today is very, very auspicious. So I thank everyone's blessings so that as an humble servant I can speak a little bit whatever I heard in the past. So. Today is a very, very auspicious day. Kartik, It's also called Damodar month. The predominating deity of this month is Radharani. So, actually, somebody sent a text message. Bhakti on bumper sale. Interesting. Sometimes, when some rich man wants to give money, so what they do is that they give anyway. So what we have to do is we have to be there, etc. so many things happened in this month. And so many festivals are going to come out. So, one thing, I'm asked to speak on is Damodar Leela. what is that? Actually, devotees speak volumes on this. The Supreme Brahman, Supreme Parabrahman, he sucked the milk from Ishmadarishadas breast. How is it possible? Krishna means Atmarama. Atmarama Sivanayo, Nirgrandha Dhirkrame, Karvinda Hetikam Bhakti Mittam Mudagano Hari. The Supreme Lord, is self-satisfied. So, he is self-satisfied. Then how is it that he longed for the milk of Mother Yashoda. So, it's actually a wonderful topic for a discussion actually. So of course, Mother Yashoda means, though a Supreme Lord doesn't have anything short in him, but one thing is there, he longs for love. Because happiness comes from the loving exchange actually. So, because Mother Yashoda in Vatsalaras, nobody is greater than Mother Yashoda. So, Supreme Lord, He wants to relish that, Akhila Rasa, when Akhila Devotion explains, Supreme Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. Or is in the fall of mellows. And Krishna is insufficient without His devotees. Krishna includes his tadiya, his paraphernalia. His paraphernalia includes Krishna's devotees also. So, and that his loving exchange with his devotees also, that is Krishna. So, the total sum and bond. So, this month, this the early Lila happened on the Diwali day, you know, the Diwali day. And what is that? So the story starts. Mother Yashoda, you know, Mother Yashoda, she has...
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Can you say little loud, Prabhu? I feel little volume. Sorry for disturbing you.
Yes, ma'am. Mother Yashoda, she has 900,000 cows. So, 900,000 cows, and of the 900,000 cows, 108 are Padmagandhi cows. This milk is especially meant for Krishna. Mother Yashoda takes care of these cows. You know, she personally tends them, tends to them. And because this milk is especially meant for Krishna. But still, Krishna steals in everyone's homes. Mother Yashoda could never understand that. Why my son in this world is stealing, is going and going here and there and stealing when we have unlimited milk in our homes? So, she, you know, that's why she tried her best always to give the best to Krishna in the form of milk, yogurt and butter. Still Krishna would steal. But as a mother, you know, she doesn't want other people to complain to her regularly that your son is stealing. That's very painful to, that is very painful to Yashoda's, painful to Yashoda because she is the mother of Krishna. One day, Krishna went to steal. I told this story many times, but you know, I'm meeting all of you for the first time, so I love to share this before. So when Gopi, she went outside, she went out, and she came back, her doors were open. She was shocked. See, nowadays there are thieves, the thieves have increased in number. Our king's son himself is a thief. So immediately she rushed to her bedroom to make sure all the jewelry and everything was intact. Well, there is nobody, everything is intact. Then she came to the drawing room. I think ladies keep some more jewelry there. Then, no, everything is fine. Then who came in? Who opened the doors? She went into the kitchen. She went to the kitchen. She saw from distance one boy, you know, wearing a yellow garment and peacock feather. And his color is like that of a bluish black monsoon cloud. He's actually seriously searching in the butter pots, the pot. So when she saw him, her anxiety was replaced with happiness. And she went slowly close to him because she knew this boy would run away just like that. So what she did, she went so close to him and she said, "Ha!" When she said that, you know, immediately Krishna was shocked. And he turned back to run away, but she has covered the path. So those days people would speak in Sanskrit. So this entire conversation is spoken in Sanskrit. The beautiful verse. Kastvam bala balanuja kimete manmandira shankaya tapyuktam tannavanita patra vivare astam kimardanyase mata kanchanatsukam ragitam maga avishadankshana ityevam varvalo pratyaja krishnasya pushnatana. So she asked in Sanskrit, "Hey Balaka, tum kaha? Who are you?" She was angry. Krishna smiled. You know, scriptures explain the most, Krishna's every limb is very beautiful. The most beautiful part of his limb is in his body is his face. The most beautiful part of his face is his smile. When Krishna smiles, there is nobody in the world who cannot fall, you know, who cannot fall for it. They have to, his smile would melt the hearts. So he smiled. When he smiled, her heart melted, but no, she was actually pretending anger. Otherwise this boy would, you know, would run away. So, "Hey, who are you?" I'm asking. "Oh, you don't know me?" You know, five-year-old children, how they speak. you don't know me, man, I am Balanuja, brother of Balram. Because if he tells his name, you know, she will go and complain to Yashoda, Krishna came. So he said, no, he didn't tell his name. Balanuja, brother of Balram. Oh, really? Wow. So what? I don't care. Yahakim, why are you here? Why are you here in my home? Actually, anything Krishna does is very sweet. Other religions, they say God is supreme controller, very powerful. If you don't follow the path of religion, you'll be condemned to hell eternally, supreme judge. But Bhagavatam readers only knew God is supremely sweet. That supremely sweet, that personality of Godhead, Supreme Lord, is speaking very sweetly. Oh, you don't know me? Brother of Balram. Okay. She said, so what? Yahakim, why are you here? Then Krishna looked around. Oh, this is your home? I'm sorry, I'm mistaken. Man Mandira Shankaya. I thought this is my home. But now I understood. I think now, you know, these pots are not in my home. And, you know, definitely you're not there in my home. My mother is there. Now I understand. You know, I think I'm mistaken. Man Mandira Shankaya. I thought this is my home. So you should let me go. Then she said, you may be brother of Balram, you may be mistaken thinking this is your home, then why the Navanita Patrivaram Mastam Kimardanyasi? You may be mistaken, but why your hand is in that butter pot? Immediately Krishna took his hand out. And no, and he smiled. She didn't smile. I have to tell you this story. What is it? Recently, my parents made me in charge of the cows. And Gopashtami. And I am taking care of the cows in the nearby pastures. And one of the calves was missing. So I am in search of that calf and I am just checking whether the calf is in this butter pot or not. Now I understood there is no calf in this butter pot. Now I understood this is not my home also. And I'm sorry that I came to your home, so you should let me go. And he smiled. When he smiled, so innocently, she also smiled. And when she smiled, Krishna understood she will not complain, and Krishna ran away. The story is over? No. Without this line, story is never over. So she makes the butter, yogurt and milk only for Krishna. But Krishna comes and steals. But she wants to joke with Krishna, she wants to talk to Krishna, she wants to have a loving exchange with Krishna in terms of words. But she doesn't know Krishna is sitting in her heart as Paramatma in the form of his expansion. So she, Krishna has arranged this pastime to melt her heart. And actually the gopi was pretending to be angry, but she was actually enjoying like anything. Krishna knew that. So Krishna is behaving as a very innocent child only to elicit that love from her heart. That's why scriptures explain anirvachaniyam prema surupam. We cannot define the love Supreme Lord has for us. That is Krishna. So, because he is infinite, he has infinite love, and he wants to have infinite loving exchanges, and Mother Yashoda's love is perfect and complete. Krishna is infinite, he wants to have these infinite loving exchanges with everyone, with all the devotees, with all of us. If we have that heart like Yashoda, Krishna will definitely, you know, come and steal in our homes also. So, so one day Mother Yashoda, she got up in the morning. In Vedic culture, ladies would get up in the morning. And what is that? they would engage in the household affairs, sweeping the floors, and churning the butter. But there is total exercise actually. We don't need to go to gyms if we really engage in the household affairs. Mother Yashoda, she started churning the butter, and as she started churning, she started singing. all the wonderful leelas Krishna would do. This Leela Dhyanam means this is one of the wonderful meditations actually. So Prabhupada writes, and this is one of the best ways to meditate on Krishna. You know, she composed this as a wonderful song, all the different wonderful activities that Krishna has done, or Krishna is doing in Gokul. And as she is chanting, she is fully Krishna conscious. So Krishna got up and they came and said, "Mommy, I am hungry." And immediately Mother Yashoda, what she did, she Mother Yashoda immediately took Krishna and started breastfeeding him. But then the milk that is already, the Padmagandhi milk that is being boiled by Mother Yashoda for Krishna, the milk thought, if Krishna is drinking mother's milk, then you know he may not need me. Then what is the use of my life? Let me jump into the fire. The milk started boiling. Yashoda thought, this milk is meant for Krishna, and it's overflowing. So let me take care of it. Immediately she put Krishna down. Krishna was actually starving. Krishna was not fully satisfied. So she put Krishna, she stopped Krishna from sucking the milk, and she put Krishna down and she went to take care of the situation. Krishna became angry. Mother, my duty is first. It is said, Bible says, anybody who gives God second priority is not giving any priority at all. So our first priority should be for God, for Krishna. But Krishna became angry, he smashed the butter pot. And what he did, and he walked out. He walked into a room where there are pots and pots of butter, and he started feeding monkeys. And he was in fear because he has done some mischievous activity. Mother Yashoda came back, so she understood what has happened. This naughty boy has smashed the butter pot, and when she saw the footprints made with butter, she understood where he went. So he held a stick. Can you believe? That infinite supreme Brahman, Mother Yashoda, Jiva Tat Jiva, is able to control. How and why? That is the power of love. If you see, tattva wise, we are only 10^-40 the hair. That is the size of the soul. But Krishna is infinite. How this infinitesimal Jiva able to control? The Supreme Lord has a weakness. Though he is unlimited, he can be controlled by the power of love. Hare Krishna. So then, so Krishna was feeding monkeys, and he was looking here and there with fear. And Yashoda went. Immediately Krishna got down, started running. Actually, Damodar Leela, so many things are there. And immediately Yashoda started running. And Bhagavatam explains the description of Mother Yashoda's structure, Mother Yashoda's beauty. And if at all anyone wants to follow Mother Yashoda's footsteps, because of the Vatsalyas, Mother Yashoda is exemplified actually. She was running behind Krishna holding his stick. Wow. So as long as Krishna did not turn back, he ran. But suddenly he stopped and checked to see if mother was coming behind or not. Then she caught him. So one point, very important discussion is, she ran faster than Krishna. How is that possible? Kalyavana ran behind Krishna. Kalyavana was powerful, a demon, he has mystic powers. But Kalyavana could not catch Krishna. Krishna left. And Kalyavana increased his speed to catch Krishna. But Kalyavana could not catch Krishna. Kalyavana was surprised, I am increasing the speed, but the distance between me and Krishna is same. You know, S is equal to UT. S means distance, U means velocity, speed, and T means time. So when Kalyavana was increasing the velocity, increasing the speed, Krishna is altering the time. So Krishna has a time in his hands. When Krishna showed universal form to Arjuna, Arjuna asked, who are you? Kalasmiloka kshakra pravritha lokan samartham himpravritha. Time I am, Arjuna. In the form of time, I have come here to take everything from everybody. So time is a very insignificant energy of Krishna. Of the unlimited energies Krishna has, Parasha Sakthari Vidai Srivite Svabhavik Jnana Balakriya Cha. Time is an insignificant energy. But Krishna, that Krishna who has time is in hands, Krishna, so Kalyavana could not do anything, could not reach Krishna. Eventually was born to ashes by Maharaj Michikunda, different story. But here Mother Yashoda ran faster than Krishna and caught Krishna. Why? Because she has love. Krishna has two features, Sarvajna and Mukta. So, Tattva, Sarvajna means is all knowing. But when it comes in the presence of his devotees, Radharani, Yashoda, Krishna Mukta feature comes in the front and Sarvajna feature goes in the background. And Krishna really thinks I am Mother Yashoda's son. And then what happens? So that leela, the Madhurya comes out, the leela comes out, the sweetness comes out. So then Yashoda ran faster than Krishna and caught him, and Krishna started crying. Again, same thing. I have a question for all of you. Is Krishna pretending or really crying? Krishna is really crying. How is it possible? Only devotees can understand. Krishna, as I said, when he is in the presence of his exalted devotees, the Mukta feature comes in the front. Krishna, you know, when Mukta feature comes in the front, Krishna thinks, you know, I am the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. I have done something wrong and my mother is chasing me. I have tried my best to run away, but somehow my mother caught me. And now she is going to punish me. So I started crying. Whoa. And Yashoda thought, hey, this boy is crying like anything. You know, Mohasham Bitam Bimba Rakadaram Ne Virashtam Allam Lakshula. So then the tears were flowing from Krishna's eyes. And the tears are mixed with, they're mixing with mascara. The kajal, and they're falling, their tears are flowing, cascading from, down the cheeks of Krishna's bluish black body, and it's giving a different, different beauty. Mother Yashoda started gazing, wow, what is this amazing? But she thought, I mean, he's unnecessarily crying. If he becomes if he becomes so fearful, how can he become a king in future, How can he become the king of cowherds? So she threw the stick. So convey a message, you don't need to unnecessarily cry, my son. And what she wants to punish? So she asked, who broke the butter pot? Even the Kadam Kando, who broke the butter pot? Krishna said, Dandoyam Parameshtita. The person who has created the pot and butter, he has broken the pot of butter. Yashoda said, you're a thief. Krishna said, I inherited this quality from my mother's side. So I inherited this quality from my mother's side. Then Yashoda said, actually that day, Deepavali, Festival of Lights, she was very busy. And this boy is very restless. And he will do some other mischief, she thought. So, and Krishna said, I'll go to forest. No. So she wanted to bind him. She wanted to burn him. And Krishna is a small boy, a tiny waist. And she brought him to this grinding motor. And what she did, she wanted to bind him to the grinding motor. Actually, I don't know how many of you know, in India, maybe after this thing, or before, I don't know, but mothers would tie the children to the grinding motor so that they would not go anywhere, actually. So she brought the tiny rope and, she tried to bind. It did not work out. And time is running out to cut the story short. She brought a bigger rope. She tried two fingers short. You all know this story. You heard million times. She brought a bigger rope. She tied all the ropes and she brought it around the waist of Krishna again to Krishna. So, again, she was smiling. But it's not working out. Though she was smiling, she was actually, she was wondering what's happening. Samadhusthina gatraya visrishta gavrasraja drishtva parisram krishna krapayasi sambandhani. Before I explain this verse, Mother Yashoda, she was wondering, why is this doing this shot? Acharya will explain. You know that 1 inch, well, the 2 finger shot. One finger is our endeavor, and another finger is Krishna's mercy. So Krishna, I have a question for all of you. So we sit on the road, we start begging. You cannot tell, I'm sitting on the road begging 8 hours, so I should get every an hour, probably $10 and 8 hours, $80. No, beggar cannot be choosy. So likewise, but yes, if a beggar keeps on, shouting loud, please give me money, there is a possibility. Likewise, beggar cannot be choosy and he cannot expect. So Krishna has to give. We cannot tell just because I'm doing wonderful sadhana. So each Krishna should appear, no? So Krishna has to give that mercy. But again, the endeavor should be there. Endeavor should be there and Krishna's mercy also should be there. Actually, what is that? In Sri Sampradaya, there is a problem. What is that? One sect felt we attain the perfection of life, we attain liberation on our own endeavor. The another group said, no, you cannot attain perfection on your own endeavor, but it is by God's mercy, it's by Krishna's mercy. So one party is telling God's mercy, another party is telling our own endeavor. Actually, that's how they split up into two parts, Pengalai and Vadagai. And but the answer, the answer was given by Bhaktisastra Thakur. You need both. You need Krishna's mercy. And we need to make our endeavor also. So both are needed. Both are needed. When somebody falls in the well and somebody is trying to get them out, we need to hold on to the rope tightly. And the other party has to bring us out using their strength. Both are needed. Then only we'll come out of the well. The other party is willing to bring us out, but we are not willing to hold on the rope. Then we cannot. Or even if we are willing to hold on the rope, but they don't want to bring us out, we won't come out. So we need both. No, what is that? 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita says, excuse me. For anything to happen, five things. One, we need to have a desire. The soul desires. Two, adhishthanam, body. You need to use the body to, to achieve that deed. Three, we need to use our senses and to perform the deed, to achieve that activity. Four, the different types of endeavor. We try this way, that way, that way. Still will not get it. Why? This turn has to be there also. Daivam pancha, the fifth one is a sanction of Paramatma. Sanction of Paramatma, then sanction of Daivam, that God's sanction is there, then only it will happen. If people in the world understand this, then there is no room for depression. Things didn't work well, means either my endeavor is shut or sanction from God is not there. So Yashoda, she is stuck with wonder. Hey, why am I unable to bind? But she was determined. She told all the gopis to bring the ropes, and they brought the ropes from their homes, and she tied all the ropes together. But in this process, what happened? The flowers, the malati flowers, were slipping from her hair, and she was sweating, she was perspiring like anything. Krishna said, "Ayyo, my mother is working so hard. So, what is that?" She was perspiring like anything. My mother is perspiring like anything. Visrishta kavrasraja. From her hair, the flowers were falling down. Drishtva parisramam. He saw, Krishna saw that hard labor. She was working like anything. And she's getting fatigued. Then Krishna thought, Kripaya, with causeless mercy, Kripaya sit, Subandhane, he agreed. All right, mother, you have that much labor, you're laboring too much, you're getting tired like anything, all right, you can. See, Duryodhana tried to bind Krishna with thousands and thousands of soldiers, but Duryodhana could not bind Krishna. With all the soldiers, with all the weapons, with everything at his disposal, Duryodhana could not bind Krishna. And Krishna immediately exhibited the universal form. Actually, Krishna was going to the meeting as an ambassador, and Vidura says, "My lord, you should know, Duryodhana is making plan to bind you." Krishna says, "Don't worry. I can take care of myself." Immediately Krishna exhibited that universal form. So Gita, when Krishna exhibited the universal form, it is temporary universal form. Still, Sanjay explains to the second time he exhibited on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So Sanjay says, just to give a description what it is all about, and hundreds and hundreds of suns, when they exhibit there, when they come in the sky at the one time, how much effulgence comes, much light and dazzling effulgence. Nobody could see. That is Krishna. But so Duryodhana could not do anything. But the Supreme Lord, so Mother Yashoda is simple householder. But what Duryodhana did not have, she has it. Unlimited love. Right, Krishna. So Kripaya sat swabandhane. All right, mother, you can bind me. So Krishna agreed. Wow. So when Krishna agreed, he was bound. Immediately Yogamaya comes into the picture, his internal energy. Then all right. All right, then what she did? Immediately, that too, the rope was enough, and she bound Krishna. So this type of mercy was not given to anybody actually. Why? Now Krishna, Supreme Lord Krishna, exhibited, you know, the activities like killing Putana in the first 10 days of his appearance. Krishna Putana came in 3 months, Sakatasura. Then, you know, all these demons, Krishna would kill just like that. Yashoda, you know, when she would hear, actually in the, even only Krishna opened the mouth, she saw the whole universe. But because of her overwhelming love, Trayacha Upanishad Sankhya Yogascha Chaturthe Vijayamana Mahatmyam Hari Samanya Tapujam. This person, even if you worship him, you know, even if you worship him sitting in the caves as a Jnana Yogi, as a Ashtanga Yogi, he will not appear. If you analyze all the elements as a Sankhya Yogi, still you cannot find him, you cannot trace him. So, irrespective of what yoga you follow, this person who is glorified by Upanishads, you know, you cannot even reach him, because out of the overwhelming love Yashoda has for Krishna, she thought, Hari, that Supreme Lord, he is my ordinary son, Samanya Tatmajam, he is my son. He may be exhibiting all these things, but he is my son. Right. That's why he gave that, you know, so that this Evam Sundarita Hyanga, Aina Abhitya Vatsala, Savasena Adikrishnena, Yathyevam, Sisaram Vase. So, what is that? All the exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Brahma, Indra, they are under the control of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Lord Krishna. And he has one transcendental attribute. What is that attribute? He comes under the control of his devotees. That is Krishna. And she bound him, and he bound him, and she went inside. Then Krishna performs another act, you know. So now when Krishna comes to this world, you know, he makes note of all the activities that he would do. So, what is that? So Narada Muni cursed these sons of Kubera, Nalakura and Vanagriva. So, I need to deliver them. What he did, he pulled the grinding motor between the trees. Can you imagine? You know, these trees, they have full consciousness. Jada. Trees have no consciousness actually, very low consciousness, no consciousness. They have very low consciousness, but can you, by the curse of Narada Muni, they have full consciousness. They knew, they were actually, what is that, the sons of the treasurer of demigods. So this world, from Brahmaloka to Patala, is created by Brahma. What about Krishna is this? The people in this world, they are willing to suffer unlimitedly for few minutes of enjoyment. That is this world. Hare Krishna. So they were cursed by Narada Muni when they were enjoying with ladies, naked. You know, enjoying the sports in the rivers, in the waters of Mandakini Ganga. You know, how many hours they enjoyed, or how many days they enjoyed, or how many months they enjoyed. But now they're you know, because of the curse, they're standing as a trees for very long time, so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. So when Krishna pushed the grinding motor between these trees, you know, immediately Krishna delivered them. They came and offered prayers. They came and offered prayers and I'm cutting it short because of the time. So, if somebody is actually, what is the negative side effect of illicit sex? They become trees in the next life. All right, Krishna. But today, the world is rampant on this. Unfortunate. So sad. No? So that's why, what is the real charity? Not just giving food or giving some medicine. Real charity is to awaken them to the reality. Hey Prabhu, you are not this body but a spirit. So, you know. So that's why, you know, what is that? Gopi is there in Gopi Gita. What is the real charity? You know, the charity that Prabhupada has done to the rest of the world. You know, person who is waking us up to the reality. That is the true welfare activity. Tavakathamrutam tapta jeevanam kavibhirenditam kalmashapaham shavanamangalam shimatatatam bhuvigrundantiyabhurivachana. Gopis are telling, whoever broadcast the glories of Krishna, they are the most beneficent welfare workers. No? Because food, we need it tomorrow again. Medicine, again we need medicine. Even if somebody gives us everything, again next life we will do. But somebody tells you, your spirit still not the body, declares your human life to cleanse the heart. Then that the love of God will be awakened when you cleanse your heart by following the bhakti process. That person is a true welfare worker. Krishna delivered, you know, Nalakobra and Munigriva. And because the friends of Krishna tried to release Krishna from the bondage, but they are in Sakiras. Matsalaras is, but this knot was, you know, Mother Yashoda tied him, right? So because it is Yashoda's knot, Matsalaras, knot of Matsalaras, they could not untie him. So when they heard this huge loud sound, everybody was scared. What happened? There was no rain. There was no rain, there was no wind. Why and how these trees collapsed? But the children who were playing nearby said, no, this is, you know, this Krishna's work. He tried to pull this, chariot, you know, this grinding motor between the trees, and the two great personalities came and offered prayers. And they left. Nobody believed. Nanda Maharaj, you know, with smile on his face came and what he did. He untied the knot. Because Nanda Maharaj also in Vatsalaras, he could do that. He could do that. And Krishna became angry. He doesn't know how to speak to his mother. There's a continuation for the tale. So I just want to end it here. They told me to speak up to it. Please they excuse me if I've spoken anything wrong. But very grateful for your patient audience. I just want to add one or two lines. Krishna, you know what is that? Our presence in this world is very temporary. We can perform bhakti today, tomorrow will never come. Tomorrow is not in our hands, only today is in our hands. Yesterday was history. Whatever wrong or right we did in the past, we have no control. We cannot undo it anyway. But bhakti is very powerful. The holy name is very powerful. It can contract more sins than we can even imagine to commit. So that's why bhakti is powerful. So let us perform bhakti today in such a way we create a wonderful history to reminisce, and a wonderful future we look forward to. Why? One day we'll get the mercy of Krishna by the we'll get the mercy of Krishna by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada came for this purpose. The bungalows and cars cannot save us at the time of death. So Krishna alone can save us. You know? That's why Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself, you know, gave this wonderful process, you know, chanting of the holy name. Chant the holy name, follow the process. Prabhupada said, this lifetime will take you back to Krishna. And that is Prabhupada's promise. If you are in the process, we are taken. If you are in the boat of Krishna consciousness, we are taken care. but we need to take care of our others. That unfortunate brothers and sisters languishing in the material world, not knowing about this wonderful process, we should somehow or other give Krishna to others. That is very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Very, very grateful. Again, once again, if I have spoken anything wrong, please do excuse me as your humble servant, but very grateful for your patience. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a wonderful past. Very beautiful to hear all the different pastimes that you had narrated. Very beautiful, especially the pastime where he enters the gopis' house, and the dialogue between them was very, very sweet. Dandavat Pranam. Is there anyone who has any questions?
Hi Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class, very nectarian pastime. And I just had one question. I was not clear when you mentioned that, you know, about the two things for we need to do for bhakti. One is the endeavor and the other is Krishna's mercy. You had mentioned that the Sri Vaishnavas, they believe in, you know, another you know, another aspect of it. So, can you please elaborate on it, Prabhuji?
20 years ago, I heard, you know, there was a problem, you know. A problem is about the philosophical conclusion. One party felt, we attain perfection of life, the love of God, are going back to Godhead. I mean, basically they call liberation actually. So we attain liberation on our own. The other party felt, no, no, we attain, you know, liberation by the mercy of Krishna, Narayan. So they said, no, 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 it is our endeavor. Other party said, no, 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 it is Krishna's mercy, Narayan's mercy. That's where they had this difference of opinion, and they were split into two parts, Engale and Vadagale. But it became actually, you know, a serious issue, and especially, you know, they had problem with this. They had problem, you know, agreeing to the conclusions. One party said, we are, you know, we attain liberation on our own endeavor. Other party said, we attain liberation by Krishna's, by Narayan's mercy. That's how they were, I heard they were split up into these two groups. Okay? Does it answer your question? Hare Krishna?
I'm sorry, Prabhuji. My phone was giving me trouble. Yes, Prabhuji. You also mentioned that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he answered this question for us Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and both are required. So please, yeah, correct me if I understood it right or if I did not understand it right. So
thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
All right.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ji, Maharaj Ki Jai. This is Vinaya Prabhu. Prabhu, I have a small question. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhu, with nice pastime and very good start to go with the Kartik, Prabhu. And it was very nice to hear the Amavit Katha on the first day itself in the early morning. Thank you for coming on the call, Prabhu. Prabhu, my question is, so what is the best thing to do? Everybody is saying so many things, so we have to do this, we have to do that. So going with all the messages, like read Bhagavad Gita, read Bhagavatam, do that, do this. So which is like the best one to follow, like what are the things to be done? Prabhu, please, can you guide me?
Um, You are right, Mataji. There are so many yeah, people are telling read Bhagavad Gita. Somebody is telling more rounds. So Prabhupada would go to different areas and Prabhupada would speak. Then Prabhupada would, you know, Prabhupada would be in New York, he would say something to the New Yorkers. When he would come to Gita Nagar, he would say something. And New Vrindavan, Prabhupada would tell something else for New Vrindavan Vasis. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, what should I do? So everyone knew the mantra, book distribution. So Prabhupada, you know, to please you, what we should do? Prabhupada said, please Krishna. So that is my point, Mataji. You may read Bhagavad Gita, whatever you are comfortable with. You know, increasing the number of rounds and reading Bhagavad Gita chapter. You know, these are all the details. But the principle is trying to please Guru and Krishna. You know, that's what I want to say. You know, some people are doing extra rounds, some people are doing more service in the temple, some people are, you know, devotees are, you know, adopting different services, you know, to increase their sadhana. It's up to you, but I told you the principle. The goal is to please Guru and Krishna and devotees, of course. Okay?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Very beautiful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much for coming on the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, we'll end it here. My humblest obeisance to everyone's lotus feet. Allah Shri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening, very dear, very sweet class today. We are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in the future, Prabhuji. If no one has any more questions, we can end the call here. Vancha kalpata rubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Grace Yugal Kishore Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.